Northeast of Williston, North Dakota, you'll find the town of Tioga. There is a story behind the name, and it reveals much about the folks who settled the area and continue to farm and ranch here today. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Bruce and Glenda Lobdahl trace the origins of their North Dakota town back to the early 20th century.
1902, the town was established, and it was settled mostly by Scandinavians, Norway, and the Germans, and the Irish. And then there were people that came from the East Coast, and that's how we got the Iroquois name of Tioga.
And that name, Tioga, means peaceful valley in the Iroquois language. The railroad came through in 1887, 15 years before there was ever a town here. In fact, there was only one town, White Earth, that had been established between Minot and Williston at the time the rail line laid the tracks.
It was called the Manitoba Line then until the name was changed to Great Northern. But they built from Minot to Great Falls, Montana in 1 year, set a record. It was over 600 miles.
Rails still run through this town, including Amtrak, although the train doesn't stop here. The Lobdahls, as well as many other farm families of the area, trace their lineage back to homesteaders who came to this area in those early days of the town.
A lot of them had both dairy cattle and small grains. Bruce's family homesteaded east of Tioga in Bicker Township.
The homesteaders also heard of the possibility of oil in the area. Perhaps the potential money decades in the future could not be appreciated.
Mineral acres weren't valuable back in homesteading days. There was people that traded mineral acres for 10 cents an acre. And they didn't know what they were doing.
Some farms retained all or part of their mineral rights. Others did not. In the 1930s, selling mineral rights, even for a small sum, was precious money in the Great Depression. While farming is still a very important part of this town's present and future, the oil industry also drives the economy. That part of the story, next time as we travel the countryside. In Tioga, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.